Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking test. Describe a time when you taught someone something. The IELTS speaking test evaluates various aspects of a candidate's spoken English, including fluency, coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, accuracy, and pronunciation. An IELTS examiner looks for natural flow, appropriate vocabulary use, complex grammatical structures, and a clear, intelligible accent. The question, describe a time when you taught someone something, is a common prompt that tests your ability to narrate a past event and explain your actions and their impact. Let's delve into useful strategies and example answers to excel in this part of the test. Main content. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner will typically ask general questions about familiar topics such as your home, family, work, studies, and interests to get you warmed up. Here are some example questions. Where do you live? Do you work or study? What do you enjoy doing in your free time? Example question. Q. What do you enjoy doing in your free time? In my free time, I immensely enjoy reading books, particularly in the genres of science fiction and mystery. These books not only provide an escape from reality, but also stimulate my imagination and enhance my critical thinking skills. Additionally, I love jogging in the park every morning as it helps me stay fit and fresh throughout the day. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue card. Describe a time when you taught someone something. You should say, who you taught, what you taught, how you taught it, how they responded to your teaching. Suggested answer. One memorable experience I had was teaching my younger cousin how to ride a bicycle. She had always been afraid of falling and hurting herself, so she was quite hesitant to try at first. To begin with, I explained the basics of balancing and how to use the pedals and handlebars. I made sure to keep the instructions simple and encouraging to build her confidence. We started on a grassy field so that any falls would be softer. I held the bicycle as she practiced pedaling and balancing, and after a few tentative attempts, she managed to ride a short distance on her own. Witnessing her excitement and sense of achievement was incredibly rewarding. She couldn't stop smiling and wanted to ride around the park all day. This experience taught me the importance of patience and positive reinforcement when teaching someone a new skill. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner may ask more abstract questions related to teaching and learning. Example questions and answers. Examiner, do you think teaching is a skill that comes naturally, or can it be learned? Candidate, I believe that while some people might naturally have better communication skills or more patience, teaching is fundamentally a skill that can be learned and improved upon. Effective teaching involves understanding the learner's needs, breaking down complex concepts into digestible parts, and providing encouragement and feedback. These are techniques that anyone can develop with practice and experience. In your opinion, what qualities make someone a good teacher? Candidate, a good teacher possesses a combination of knowledge, patience, and empathy. It's crucial for a teacher to understand the subject deeply and be able to convey that knowledge clearly. Patience is needed to deal with students who might struggle with the material, and empathy allows a teacher to connect with students on a personal level, understanding their motivations, strengths, and weaknesses. Additionally, adaptability is key, as it enables the teacher to adjust their methods to fit different learning styles. 3. Vocabulary and important structures. Key vocabulary. Immense, immense, extremely large or great. Hesitant, adj, hesitant, unsure or slow in acting or speaking. Encouraging, adj, giving support or confidence, supportive. Tentative, adj, tentative, not certain or fixed, provisional. Empathy, empty, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Complex structures, relative clauses. One memorable experience I had was teaching my younger cousin who had always been afraid of falling. Passive structures. She managed to ride a short distance on her own and she couldn't stop smiling. Conditionals. If someone naturally has better communication skills, they might find teaching easier. 4. Tips for high scores. Practice regularly. Consistency is key. Engage in regular speaking practice with a tutor or a speaking partner. Use a range of vocabulary. Avoid repetition and try to use a wide range of vocabulary specific to the topic. Focus on pronunciation. clear pronunciation can significantly improve your score. Recording yourself and listening to native speakers can be helpful. Develop storytelling skills. Being able to narrate an event clearly and engagingly can impress the examiner. Stay calm and confident. Nervousness can affect fluency. Practice breathing exercises and stay calm during the test. For more valuable insights on describing similar experiences, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a person who has made a positive impact on your life. Describe a time when you had to overcome a challenge. By paying attention to these strategies and practicing diligently, you'll be better prepared to tackle the IELTS speaking test confidently. Good luck! Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.